FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show and talk about anything. Whether it be a political issue, maybe something of a personal nature, whatever you want goes. 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com and sign up for the updates service. We will send you emails whenever there's something new to announce about Free Talk Live. Actually, I sent out an email last night announcing that we've got some brand new Shriners. Well, yeah, one at least brand new Shriner, one who is validated, and the other one is a, as I put it, a questionable Shriner.
Well, they'll both be added to the shrine. It's just that perhaps one will go to the validated section, the other could go to the Hall of Shame.
One of them, yeah, exactly. One of them is in the validated section.
Yes.
The other one, I've created a special little questionable highlighted area on the shrine. So there's actually a new fourth area now on the shrine. At the very top of the page, you can see our latest questioned Shriner. It says, is she a faker, basically? And you can click and vote and let us know what you think, if you think she is a fake. So far, I think it's overwhelming, like 100% of the people think she's a fake.
I see.
So
the two R's being this, or the two E's in free, like Free Talk Live, the two E's.
She's holding a large sign. Okay, here's the thing. She's holding a large sign, and she's outdoors. The sign says Free Talk Live. That's the point of the validated shrine thing, is to have the women holding a sign of some sort that says Free Talk Live. But most of the women who've done it so far, it's usually just been a piece of paper or something small that they created in their house and they held up, usually inside their house. This woman's outside with a large placard that says Free Talk Live on it. It's cold outside. So, for some reason, she made a large sign that says Free Talk Live, decided to brave the cold weather just so she could have a photograph taken of herself. Oh, and she didn't look at the camera when the photo was being taken. So, all of this evidence pointing towards total faker.
And all the E's say the same thing.
Like, all the E's are drawn exactly the same.
Yeah, it looks
way.
Like it's drawn, but they're the same.
Right.
Very odd.
Unusual. Mm. And so that's why I don't think she's going to make it into the shrine.
But she'll make a great addition to the Hall of Shame.
The Hall of Shame, exactly. You can go vote for yourself and see for yourself at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
So we got some emails here to get through tonight. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. All kinds of good stuff, prepalicious-wise. We got news about the Secret Service paying a visit to an art show.
Hmm.
Kids snitching on one another. I mean, all kinds of police state stuff coming up tonight. And again, your calls about absolutely anything, whatever is on your mind. This one from Puke. Puke called in the show a couple days ago, or yesterday, and he is now emailed.
Fellow from Fort Hood.
He's military. Anyway, Puke says, to the free talkers, I just called the show and I got kind of sidetracked. Well, it tends to happen when you call talk radio. But what I wanted to say was that both divisions at my base will do a review at a parade field here on post. Anyway, the funny thing is that we were told to not have certain things on us. We can't have guns, knives, or explosives, duh, but also no pen drives, fingernail clippers, cameras, sunglasses, and no watches. This is all because George Bush was coming to speak at their base.
What are you going to do with a watch?
They weren't allowed to have it. Maybe they were worried they'd be looking at their watch because they were bored and want to get out of there more often.
I see.
They knew what time it was.
Perhaps they could flash George in the eye while he's speaking.
Maybe so. All they want us to have is our ID and our uniform. Weird. We'll also all be sent through a metal detector. Several thousand troops. Do they really expect us to get at the bastard? Not as though any of us Army guys have any reason to be PO'd at the president, but it just reminds me so... He's being sarcastic.
Yes.
It just reminds me so much of the videos of Nazi Germany and Communist Russia with the troops marching before Stalin or Hitler. Maybe this is where he will tell us of his final solution.
I don't think he's going to tell us.
I love the show and will keep listening until I get deployed again around the end of the year. Keep up the good work. Sincerely, Puke. And he says the nickname is because I'm a little paranoid of someone hearing of me bad-mouthing the president, which is a crime in the military. And God knows what the SS would do these days. I think he means the Secret Service.
Mm.
So there you go. Thanks for the email, Puke. We certainly appreciate it. As a matter of fact, Puke posted on our message board apparently today with a follow-up on this particular topic as far as what actually happened at the speech.
Yeah, he saw part of the speech.
He said there was something like 20,000 troops there.
Wow.
And he says...
It is the largest installation in the United States.
Is it?
According.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You learn something new every night here on Free Talk.
There's your little fact for the evening, folks. Now you can turn off the radios, go to bed.
Anyway, Puke's impressions of this was that about 25% of the people in the audience, 20,000 troops, actually wanted to be there. 25% actually wanted to be there.
Well, why were they there if they didn't want to be there?
Because they were forced to. They were ordered to.
This is your job?
Show up. Your job for the day is to attend this speech by the president.
Well, I suppose they can do that with troops.
Right, because it makes the president look like he's more popular, etc.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Speaking to a very, very large audience.
1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Sean emails us with a question, actually, apparently, about...
I think he's very popular anyway. I think that the president could rent out your local football stadium and claim to be going there to speak and probably get $20 a ticket.
Maybe right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sean emails, he says, quick question. As long as unions don't get any special government help, what do you guys think of them?
No problem at all.
He says the idea of unions are straight out of the Communist Manifesto, but I don't think that they're incompatible with libertarianism as long as the government isn't involved.
I agree.
And that's, I guess, yeah, I agree as well. And the problem is government does get involved. I mean, frequently when a union is involved in with a company and the union goes on strike, that's when the government gets in the midst of it and mandates that the company accept certain terms or the union accept terms or whatever the deal is.
Certainly can happen.
And that, of course, is the government meddling in the free market.
Yeah.
If you want to go and if you have a company and you want to allow a union to form in your company or within, you know, amongst the workers in your company, then go for it. I mean, by all means, I have no problem with it. So 1-800-259-9231. Manwich, what do you have?
Well, I have an email that to follow that one, actually.
Okay.
This is from...
You mean our listeners email you, too?
A few.
Okay.
They have to actually email me at manwich@freetalklive.com
right.
as opposed to ftl@freetalklive.com.
Right.
FTL just goes to the general box, which
mm-hmm.
you pretty much handle. Which is best, really, for all of us involved that you handle the emails.
Sure.
They probably wouldn't get done as well if I did.
Okay, move along.
Mary Jo writes, hi, Manwich. I enjoy listening to you, but I was wondering why religion almost turns you rabid. And the discussion of religion really does turn me rabid. I'm pretty passionate about it, and it's something that really gets
organized
me going.
Religion. Because you go to church, don't you?
I do go to church now and then. Pharisees bother me. You know, the modern-day Pharisees.
What is define that, please.
It's the Christians that are smarter and better, and they know what's right for your life, and they want to legislate it.
Mm-hmm.
They want to make sure that you do the things that they want you to do.
Right.
And those are the modern-day equivalents of Pharisees, the people that, you know, Jesus came to get rid of.
Really?
Yes, in fact. Also, the FCC does it to you, too. I don't know if I'm that rabid about the FCC, but
you're rabid in their defense of the FCC.
Well, it's just... I think that currently that
we get rabid on this show because it's talk radio and you know we get passionate. If we weren't as passionate about the things that we felt, then we'd be pretty boring. So rabidity has its place.
Yeah, if you want boring, listen to that Jerry Springer show. Have you heard that thing yet?
Really? No,
it's
I haven't.
Awful.
Really?
God awful.
All right, coming back with more. There's more to this email, I'm sure. 1-800-259-9231 allows you to interrupt the show and bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. You can take control. Again, 800-259-9231.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live. This is your show. You take control. It's the Tuesday night edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. Again, you can take control of the airwaves. And we got all kinds of stuff to talk about tonight. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And we're starting off with some emails, because really, people have been emailing like crazy recently, Manwich. And most of them have been pretty good.
Yeah.
So we're going to get back to him here. You've got one who is questioning you on your beliefs about religion. Is that
religion
correct?
And the FCC, and she wants to talk about libertarianism in general.
Solid. Let's continue with it.
Okay.
From Mary Jo?
She claims the FCC makes me rabid, and I only have listened to you folks for a little over a week. My question is...
She's just being broken in at this point, then. Stick with us, Mary Jo.
Apparently. My question is, if we go to the libertarian no government, what is there to keep us from...
Okay, well, hold on.
That's not a true statement.
Libertarianism means small, limited, controlled government.
Right.
Meaning very, very small, a la constitutional size. Right.
That's my opinion.
Okay. That's what libertarianism is.
Yes.
No government is anarchy.
Correct.
Which I don't necessarily have a problem with.
Yeah, well, you don't. I do.
Right.
I have a problem.
And again, I'm only so biased because I just despise government. I can't imagine that government could possibly work better. But if it really could, if it could be shown that even in a small government, somehow efficiency improves, even at a low level of government, then I would be more convinced to stick with that.
Well, I'm not convinced that it's efficient. I'm just convinced that it's necessary in some cases.
Okay, fair enough. Moving on.
My question is, if we go libertarian with no government, what is there to keep us from going back to the time before unions? Companies hiring at the lowest possible salary? I'd say that companies currently do hire at the lowest possible
mm-hmm.
salary, except
sure.
in the cases of the minimum wage, which the minimum wage is not generally... In almost no case, I would imagine, earned by the head of household, the way the breadwinner in the family. Most of those people,
97% of heads of household are above the minimum wage.
In which case, the minimum wage is only a floor on what people can pay, on what employers can pay. It does not set what employers pay.
That's correct.
We don't say, oh well, if he's a trash man, he's got to get paid this. If he's a gardener, he's got to get paid that. If he's an advertiser,
you get paid what you're worth.
Yeah. So it's only a floor
for the most part.
That's it. Anyway, people we are going to work for, whatever company will pay or someone else will, which is true. I'm not sure how this will work because we see it somewhat now with production going overseas for low wages. They sell to us while we still make good wages. So I would like to see production jobs back in the United States, but not sure how we can do it without giving up the wages we currently enjoy. How would the Free State create, and that's she's referring to the Free State Project,
right.
which is a sponsor of the show and we're all members, create decent paying jobs, and what would keep companies from depressing the market here?
These are all excellent questions. She's concerned with the free market. She's worried that all of a sudden jobs aren't going to pay as much
mm-hmm.
and the quality of life will decline as a result, basically. And what you have to understand is the full picture. What we're talking about, it's Mary Jo, right?
Correct.
What we're talking about, Mary Jo, is a total return to individual autonomy. You get to keep everything you earn. You have total control over your savings, over your life, over the decisions that you make. And if you get to keep every single dollar you earn, that is going to bring back so much wealth to this country. I mean... You're paying about 50% of your income out in taxes at all various levels. Of all taxes combined, state, local, federal, you're paying about 50%, if on average. That's tremendous.
That's an averaging in of the very wealthy to the very poor.
That's a tremendous drain on society. Huge. Now, when we take away all those taxes, we're also taking away all the regulations as well. So not only will products and services cost less to purchase, the price of a plumber is going to go down, just like the cost of a rocking chair is going to go down. Everything's going to go down because government artificially inflates prices. I mean, I'm not even talking about the Fed. I'm not even talking about the money situation right now, because that's a whole other side of this coin.
Right.
But government inflates the prices that you pay at the cash register because of all of its silly regulations that it has on businesses, and businesses of all industries, of all shapes and sizes. So all of these regulations bring up the cost of everything that you buy, and as a result, we're all paying the price. So if we get rid of those regulations, therefore the cost to manufacture the products goes down, therefore we all buy more with the money that we have. So even if wages did go down, you would still have, even if wages cut in half, you would still have the exact same buying power that you do today if wages cut in half.
Well, more
maybe
or less,
more.
The government has run the businesses out of. The governments, the unions, the workers have gotten their way because business has been made, has been vilified. It's been made the evil thing. Well, what is happening to business? The thing that, in fact, pays people. It's being driven out of the country. Manufacturing is being driven out of the country because it doesn't need to be here. Sorry.
It doesn't want to be here anymore.
It's kind of like one of those situations is be careful what you wish for because you might get it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we wished for higher wages and, well, sort of got them. We got the companies to move away to where people will be willing to work for the wages that they can in this more global society. Do you remember what my explanation of Luddites were?
People that don't like technology.
Well, in a more specific sense, they were people from the early 19th century that went into factories and means of production. They would go into factories and burn them, destroy
Jeez.
Means of production. This was early 19th century England
okay.
that this occurred. These people didn't like the idea that industry would be moved out of the home and into a business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't want manufacturing. They didn't want
they don't like change.
Assembly lines, that kind of thing.
Right.
What happened to the Luddites?
I don't know.
They lost. Sorry. Because you're not going to, no one ever, even the government, can't stand in the way of the market. What people want, look what happened with the black market. The regular market might...
Right.
The market is going to ebb and flow around you.
Yes, the market...
You're not going to stop it. You can stand there with a whistle in your hand out going, stop! 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 No
okay.
more jobs are going to leave the country. You cannot stop the market.
You're right about that. Okay, you're right about... The market is this kind of this force. It's almost an imaginary force, but it's very, very real. You just can't see it. And yeah, you're right. The market will move around the stop gaps and that the government puts in front of it.
Or
it,
anyone
it
else.
Will, it will result in costlier products as a result. I mean, we're
let's not forget
the
that the unions are responsible for some of this too. This isn't just the government.
Right.
And I'm not out here talking against unions. I'm just saying, look, be careful what you wish for.
Mm-hmm.
The unions are somewhat responsible for businesses going overseas.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a lot cheaper to have somebody in Canada or Mexico or China create cars, computers, clothing, and all the other things because, well, unions demanded higher and higher wages in the United States.
And it's just a matter of those wages are so high, they're bringing up the price of the canned food or whatever. And so Walmart, for instance, had to take its canning operation to Canada, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
They actually can their food in Canada. Because it means a lower price, which means it's going to sell. That's just a fact. If it's too high price, nobody's going to buy it, and then your business is going out of business. And we don't want that, do we?
Nope.
1-800-259-9230. Do we answer her questions?
I think so.
Sufficiently. If not, Mary Jo, call us up, and we'll be happy to clarify for you. 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the show. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Happy birthday to you. Hey, I'm singing this tune to my tires. And when I come back, I'll tell you how I know exactly how old they are. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they'd buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Human age can be creatively changed with a fake ID, but a tire's birth date can't be altered because its birth certificate's embedded on the tire itself. Look for an alphanumeric 13-character string on the side of the tire that faces inward on your car. The last four-digit set tells the week and year of manufacturer. The first two digits in this set are the week. The last two are the year. For example, 0101 says the tire was made the first week of 2001. Since tire manufacturers guarantee tires for 6 years from production date, not sale date, check out tires that look new on the shelf but may already be old. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma states. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and the number is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Is Ian here with you?
And Manwich.
You can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com and grab yourself some archives for free. The last 6 days of the show. Free. There's no membership section.
You love that free thing, don't
free,
you?
Free, free, free. It's good. Free is good. Freedom is good. Free stuff is good. What possibly could you object about this show?
I think you made everything on the website free because you're such an incredible cheapskate.
Well, yeah, I would have wanted to design a website that would attract me. And so, there you go.
You are an incredible cheapskate.
Yes.
So, you designed a cheap website.
Yeah.
A free website, in fact.
And you can go there at freetalklive.com, and again, get yourself the last 6 days of the show. In fact, you can grab it in podcast form, and then it'll come to you automatically. And vote for the show as well. There's a link right above the archives that says Vote for FTL. Do click that link, because right now we need the help. We need to get back.
That's right. We're not charging you for anything on the website, and we could really, really use these votes.
We're number 13 right now.
They're so important for listenership.
The competition is intense.
And program directors look at these sort of things when they evaluate whether they're going to take the show on or off. This is like giving us Arbitron ratings. We really need it.
Well, we've got plenty of votes. I mean, we're number 13 out of 2,000-something podcasts.
I want to be number one.
That's not too shabby. And we have been number one in the past, so it's fully possible. Although the Catholic podcast is going to be a tough one to unseat. I mean, they've got something like 600 votes within 10 days. It's crazy. They've got, of course, a dead pope behind them.
Things are going to probably taper off by the end of the month, though.
I think so, too. 1-800-259-9231. We were answering some emails. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. And Mary Jo had emailed. She was concerned with what we were talking about as far as a libertarian America. She was concerned with wages and what would happen with jobs here in this country. Actually, jobs would probably come back to this country, as far as the ones that we've, quotes, lost to the other countries. Because if we get rid of all the regulations that are tying down these industries, it's going to allow them to reopen manufacturing here in this nation.
And it's nice to be close to your customer base.
Well, that, and it's also nice not to ship products across, overseas to get them here. It's better if you just load them on a truck and send them across the states.
I'm sure that it hurt many good Americans that own and run these companies to have to send their any kind of operations overseas.
Sure.
And, it's hurt us at Free Talk Live having to bring in foreign talk show hosts to fill in.
Anyway, Dave emailed the show as well during that whole explanation, and he makes the point that nothing's going to get cheaper as long as the federal government can print money with no gold backing. And he's absolutely right. That's kind of the points that I left out of what we were talking about before. And that's a whole other ball of wax. Another reason why things are so expensive these days is because they just keep churning out the money. And as money keeps getting churned out, your money keeps becoming worth less and less. So if there's $100 in circulation, and then they add another $100 to the circulation, your money just lost half its value.
I've got some questions on that. If, in fact, the quote-unquote fiat dollar, I mean, it's good terminology for it. How come all countries just about use the fiat dollar? I don't know of any that
because
don't.
It's a scam. Because they're scamming their people.
How come...
It's a scam by the rich and the elite who understand these things on people like you and me, Manwich, who just don't get it. I mean, you and I are starting to understand it, but most of the people in America are totally clueless, and they're getting hosed.
What? Generally, like, what my understanding is basically a dollar, whether it was gold-backed or fiat-backed, mm-hmm. nothing-backed, bought about the same thing. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
I've lost my
dollars, money, fiat, buying things.
You could basically, with the same value, purchase the same stuff in early 1900s as you can now, 100 years ago, 1905 as you can now. Like
You're telling me a gallon of milk would have cost $3 in 1905? Is that what you're saying?
I know that's completely incorrect. You could buy the amount that you earned, you would buy the same amount of stuff.
Uh-huh.
It can't be correct. I heard some explanation on it, and now
I think I understand what you're saying. Like if you earned, let's say the average, I'm totally making this up. I could be completely incorrect. Let's say the average yearly income was $500 in 1905. You're saying that for what you got in for the $500 that you got in 1905, you could buy the same amount of things that you can buy for $20,000 in today's time, right?
I guess what I was saying is that if you average the dollars out, you know, like you know how they extend them out and saying, you know, the dollar's worth this, that, the other thing. That you would be able to buy the same amount, but I haven't made a very good point. I'm going to research my point and I'm going to come back to you.
Fair enough. 1-800-259-9231. So, let's go to, what do you say? We do another email.
Okay.
Good morning, Vietnam! Finally got an excuse to say that, because this email came from Vietnam. Claude, as a matter of fact,
really?
From Vietnam. So, mark that one down, man, which we're keeping a list of all the countries that we've heard from here on Free Talk Live. Says, greetings from Vietnam, Free Talk Live. I listen to your podcast every morning, which is right now. I checked it. It's good morning, Vietnam, right now.
Does that mean that he's, in fact, listening to us now, or he's listening to yesterday's show?
He's listening to the podcast, which means he has to be listening to yesterday's
okay.
show. But nonetheless, it is morning in Vietnam. He says, I listen to your podcast every morning as I go to work in downtown Saigon. Your show has made it to this corner of the world.
Wow.
I'm from Europe, an expat, currently outposted in Vietnam. I travel most of my time and have visited many countries around the world. I've recently applied for a visa to enter the U.S. on transit as I travel to deliver systems consulting in South America. So he has a layover in the United States.
Uh-huh.
While I understand the need for protecting one's country, I'd like to put forward an observation about the process that I've been through to apply for a transit visa for the U.S. This is the first country I have ever visited. And again, he's been to a lot of them, which require me to apply for a 5-year valid visa, even though I'm only spending 4 hours confined in a U.S. international airport.
Wow.
I needed to appear personally at a U.S. consulate and spend an entire morning waiting to get personally interviewed. I had to sign papers declaring that I did not participate in genocide, was not involved in the German Nazi movement, never took drugs, and was never a prostitute. And also a statement...
Why do we want to keep out prostitutes? I mean, really, what's the point there?
Some busybody bureaucrat added it to the list of
God knows
list.
We don't need prostitutes.
And also a statement that I will not carry WMDs into the country. Like anybody intending to harm the country is going to be stopped or deterred by signing such paper statements.
In fact, this is going to be any deterrent or the people that are... Like, that's just a stupid
yes.
statement.
We'll get them now. Let's create a few more pieces of paper for them to sign. That'll catch those terrorists. What a waste of time, money, and paper. No doubt about it, Claude. He says, one interesting statement, however, which I think would interest you, was that I also had to sign a statement which declares that I am not a former U.S. citizen who renounced U.S. citizenship for tax avoidance purposes. I believe this is one gray area which one of your listeners talked about, but was not clearly able to point out the proper procedure for, and consequently instilled some doubt in whether it's actually possible. Well, I guess this statement does shed some light on the fact that such a procedure exists and must be used by quite a large number of people if it was to find itself on a U.S. immigration form. Best regards, and keep up the good work. Claude, thank you for listening. and thanks for the email. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk about the Secret Service and them paying a visit to potential terrorists.
How come you got
a paintbrush?
How come you got to say good morning, Vietnam?
This is Free Talk Live. Take control.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. You get interactive with us about absolutely anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join the fun online at freetalklive.com. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies who have sent us their picture because they listen to the show and they want to show for real that they listen to the show. So we have the validated section of the Shrine where our lady listeners are actually holding up signage that says Free Talk Live. So we know for a fact, in most of their cases, that they really do listen to the show. And that's important because women, by definition, by tradition, don't listen to talk radio. But they listen to Free Talk Live. So that's the point of the Shrine. So go check it out for yourself and our brand newest Shriners, which are there as well. You can see them at freetalklive.com. So, Secret Service. Oh, I had an answer for you, Manwich.
What's that?
We were talking about the Fed and fiat money and versus gold-backed money. And you had kind of made the point, which seems valid, that back in 1900... money, the dollar was not, could not buy as much as it could today, or could buy a lot more, excuse me, than it can today.
Right.
However, the other...
You didn't earn as many of them.
The corollary to that was, yeah, you didn't earn as many of them, so therefore you could buy the same amount of stuff, is what you were basically saying.
Yeah.
You could buy the same amount of stuff for $500 as you could buy for $20,000 today. So your buying power hasn't lessened, I think is what you're trying to say.
To some extent.
The problem is, your savings has.
Okay.
That's the real killer. Because if you save $100,000 today and put it in the bank, you're going to lose that money. That $100,000 in 50 years, if this money system manages to stay around for another 50 years, ain't going to be worth squat.
Well, I don't see why not. It's lasted 100 years now.
It could fail and fall at any moment.
How? Why?
That is something.
People believed in the value of all these monetary systems. I don't see why it wouldn't. I mean.
I don't have the exact answer for you.
At one point or another, you could give a child a penny, mm-hmm. and they thought it was a great thing.
Right.
Now the United States 1 cent piece is nigh worthless.
Right.
Worthless. As a matter of fact, it practically is worthless because most places you go to do business, they have a little cup of them there, so you, in fact, don't even need to carry them. If you have 95 cents, it costs 99 cents.
Mm-hmm.
You pick up 1, 2, 3, 4, and you've taken care of it.
Yourself a discount.
Yeah. The fact is, why wouldn't it stick around for another? I don't see why not.
Because it's a fraud, and eventually it could come crashing down. Because they're building it. They're building it up on the people who we owe money to could demand repayment, and that would be a real problem. And there's all kinds of things, and I don't have a total grasp on it, man. It's the same way that the Social Security system could come crashing down at any time. It's probably not going to be tomorrow, but it's something that's built on fraud and deception, and eventually...
I don't think it's going to ever come crashing down. They're just going to continue taxing the heck out of us and paying us very little. I mean, there'll probably
be Social Security
if we continue Social Security the way it is, it will be here when you and I are old enough.
It'll just buy a can
of dog food.
Right, well, that's another reason why it only buys a can of dog food, is because of inflation. Because you're putting money in, supposedly, to Social Security, right? You put, let's say, $3,000 in 1 year's time into Social Security. Well, by the time you are retired, that's not $3,000 anymore. It's significantly less.
That's why you put it in interest-bearing accounts.
The Social Security is not interest-bearing. That's what I'm telling you. You're losing more money because of inflation.
Many people draw more money out of Social Security than they ever put in. Not all of them.
How is that possible?
How is it possible that they could draw out more than they put in?
Yeah, don't they keep track?
People die.
But don't they keep track of
how much you put in? No.
I know they don't pay you back your money, but don't they keep track of how much you put in?
Sure, they keep track of it.
Well, what's the point of doing that?
Just to make sure you put in the minimums and that kind of thing?
Huh.
I mean, that's why Social Security is an economically unfair and racially unfair and gender unfair system, because in fact the money of poor black men disproportionately goes to rich white women, because rich mm-hmm. people live longer, women live longer, and white people live longer.
All right. 1-800-259-9231. Secret Service has visited an art show. The Secret Service is real busy protecting us from potential terrorists here, man. Did you hear about this one?
No, I have not heard.
This is really frightening. Organizers of a politically charged art exhibit, this is from the Chicago Sun-Times, at Columbia College's Glass Curtain Gallery thought their show might draw some controversy. That's what art shows tend to do, especially college art
controversy
shows.
Controversy's good, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it gets
Unless
you more...
Unless it's the Secret Service.
Well, they didn't expect two U.S. Secret Service agents would be among the show's first visitors. The agents turned up Thursday evening just before the public opening of Axis of Evil, The Secret History of Sin. That's, I guess, the name of the art exhibit. And the Secret Service apparently was busy taking pictures of some of the art pieces, including Patriot Act, showing President Bush on a mock 37-cent stamp with a revolver pointed at his head. The agents asked what the artists meant by their work and wanted Museum Director Carol Ann Brown to turn over, guess what?
The names of the artists.
Yep. The names and phone numbers of all of the artists.
She's in big trouble if she doesn't, too.
They wanted to hear from
They'll put you in a cell and lock you up, and they won't tell anybody.
They wanted to hear from the exhibit's curator, Michael Hernandez de Luna, within 24 hours, she said. Curator apparently has been in a previous controversy. According to Brown, they just want to make sure that there isn't something more, they want to make sure that this isn't something more than a statement. And we're going to go on with the rest of this coming up. Your show, you bring up anything, 800-259-9231. The Secret Service threatening artists now.
Keeping us safe.
Oh, hello, police state, anyone? Is there any doubt we live in a police state? 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
Before you buy a car, get the answers you need to make a smart purchase. Just log on to ConsumerReports.org. You'll discover the Consumer Reports top picks for 2005, how to find a good repair shop, and learn how not to get ripped off when you buy or lease a car. Learn which cars are the safest, including our special feature on electronic stability control. Plus, we'll tell you which cars are the most reliable and what's new for the 2006 model year. At Consumer Reports, we're committed to helping you make the best automotive buying decision. We put each car through 40 rigorous tests, so you'll know what the most highly recommended models are. As an independent nonprofit organization, Consumer Reports is the only major publication that does not accept advertising. That means our expert ratings and recommendations are honest and unbiased. So before you buy that car, log on to ConsumerReports.org, and we'll give you the information you need to make a smart automotive purchase. Consumer Reports. Expert. Independent. Nonprofit.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology, but have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Being here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we've got live streaming. You can get it for free. Everything on the website free, including our broadband stream. Go get it. freetalklive.com. Tune in anytime when we're on the air, which is Monday through Friday from 8 till 10 Eastern. And the Saturday show from 7 to 10 Eastern. It's the show about your calls. Let's go to them. Let's talk to Brian in Indiana. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. Okay, first of all, the other day, I wrote in an email, and I was talking about the difference between freedom and liberty.
Yes.
And Manwich said that he didn't think there was a difference between freedom and liberty.
I don't think that. I think that the difference exists in your definitions personally.
You think?
I do.
Well, what is the difference between freedom and liberty, Brian?
Prove me wrong. And
okay.
Are you building a birdhouse?
No, I'm sorry. all right. Well, with freedom, I have the freedom to come up and point a gun at you and take your money from you. With liberty, I don't have that freedom.
Why?
Because with liberty, you can do whatever you want to do as long as you don't hurt other people. That would be hurting other people.
Well, my definition says that freedom's the same as liberty. So with my definition of freedom, as long as you don't enter into my personal space and threaten me, then you're free. Because once you enter my personal space, you're no longer free and you're subject to getting yourself killed.
Well, I'm free to do that, though, right?
Well, yeah, you're at liberty to do it as well, and then your liberty could be very well taken away from you by somebody with a weapon. I see them as interchangeable, and you don't. That's all. But I agree with you. Liberty is probably the preferred term. I mean, if we're going to choose terms, liberty is going to be the preferred one. Although I think freedom probably rings better with most Americans. I don't know. I certainly can't say for sure what most Americans think.
Merriam-Webster doesn't seem to have much of a difference.
Oh, really?
I mean, I'm just looking. It doesn't seem to have much of a difference.
Well, so there you go, Brian.
What is the difference according to Merriam-Webster?
I just clicked it off, man.
Okay, well,
I can see your point. That's the homework assignment for you, Brian.
It's interesting. It's an interesting definition. I don't know if it's one that's in such common usage that you can claim that it's true. You know, but it's an interesting definition.
Anything else on your mind, Brian?
Well, actually, there was something else.
What is there?
Well, Manwich said that he thought that libertarianism was the human's natural state, inherent in humans.
Natural law. Go ahead.
Natural law. Okay, well, if that was the case, then how come whenever Christopher Columbus came over here, there wasn't a whole country full of libertarians?
They were.
It didn't just evolve naturally.
It did.
It did?
It did, sure. Indians traded at whatever. Was there a minimum wage?
There wasn't money at all.
Well,
there must have been some sort of form of
whatever.
Trade
it doesn't. It doesn't require libertarianism. Doesn't require money. It only requires negotiables and barter works. Libertarianism and barter is the same.
Yeah, eventually, gold and silver. It did come around eventually. Maybe the Indians didn't figure it out quite yet by that point, but they were probably trading corn or something else or salt.
Yeah.
I'm sure they traded with other tribes.
Yeah, it's all about having something to trade. Brian, thanks for the call, man. Call us back sometime. 1-800-259-9231.
It's good he's thinking.
It is. It's good he's listening.
Keeping us honest.
Absolutely. Call us out. Go for it. 1-800-2. We're not afraid of dissenting opinions here. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. The Secret Service investigating artists. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're tired of